show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Psychic readings with Linus and Miss Nina. Show phone number is 646-727-2914. Welcome to the Essence of Success Radio Network. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina. Excuse me. One question per caller, please. We'd like to give everyone a chance to ask a question or validate a past reading. Always take a deep breath and focus on your question for the best answers. Remember, the answers we give can change due to life circumstances. So please don't play games with us. We take this seriously, and we do this from love and light, from our hearts. If you call in with the block phone number with 111, get disconnected. So please call in with a number that will be received. We have fun, laughter, as well as profound information. And if no one has told you today that they love you, well, doggone it, me and Miss Nina do. Now, if you want an intimate reading with one-on-one, go to our website, www.theessenceofsuccess.com. That's www.theessenceofsuccess.com. Click on Psychic Readings and just scroll down the page and you've got us. Okay? Thank you for joining and supporting our weekly free psychic readings every Sunday. Okay, now let me bring in Miss Nina before I get too carried away. Good afternoon, Miss Nina. How are you doing, young lady?
I'm doing great. Good afternoon, Linus. Good afternoon, everyone. I hope you all had a wonderful Easter last weekend. I had a full house again, but that's pretty normal for me. Weather up here in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada sucks. We got snow again.
Ah! I'll scream for you. Go ahead.
Well, there a lot of accidents overnight and during the day today. It's slippery. It's heavy snow. It's just yuck. And all of it was gone except for in a couple of shady areas. And now it's all back again. Yes, we need the moisture, but damn it, Mother Nature, make it rain, not snow. I have a couple of birthdays this week. Happy birthday to my sister-in-law, Sharon. It's her birthday today. Happy 60th, Sharon. I hope you're having a wonderful day. And on Thursday, it's my youngest grandson. Well, my youngest grandperson, anyways, it's his birthday on Thursday. That's Dylan, and he will be 11. So happy birthday, Dill. Grandma loves you.
Oh, so precious. Okay, and my birthdays are happy birthday to Carla Thomas, Lena Gex, I don't know how you pronounce your last name, I just say Lena, and happy birthday to Shay Dawson, and happy birthday to Dr. Carl Mack, professor and activist. I hope you have wonderful birthdays this week, everyone. And also, I think, what are we in, Taurus now? No.
No.
What comes after Taurus? what are we in, Aries? No.
Aries.
No, yeah. No, we're out of Aries. I think this starts Taurus, doesn't it? The 21st?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think I know this. Isn't this something? I'm sorry. Anyway, yes. Happy birthday, Taurus, I'm sure. No. Anyway, happy birthday to you folks. I'll find out before the show is over. Anyway, let me tell you, the new moon is Wednesday the 26th, so make your intentions known, whatever that you would like to see come about. And also good news, we are out of Mercury retrograde after next week. On the 3rd, we are clear sailing. So we only got one more week, and it is getting a little better, a little lighter. So I hope things are improving in your lives as well, too. Any other announcements, Ms. Nina?
Nope, that's it for me for now.
Okay, as you see the pictures on our page, on the show page, you'll see them change. I put some spiritual pictures in there today, so you might notice those, the Om, the Kamas, hand, and some other things. But anyway, just notice the pictures. I did something a little bit different. And all you people that are into spiritualness, we get calls about that. I want you to know that Nina is a Reiki master and teacher, photographer, community activist, and she's also grandma. But anyway, when you have spiritual questions like that to improve your enlightenment, Nina's the one that you want to talk to. Me, I do readings, angel readings, past life readings, connect to your loved ones that have passed over. And, yeah. That's me. I also do card readings, but it's better if you're here in front of me. So that's me. And Nina, anything else? Oh, and don't forget, ninth caller, I did want to say this. I thought about this before the show because last week it ran twice, so we had a second one and we didn't even realize it. But anyway, if you call in, you do get one question per caller, but you're welcome to call back in because you might be the ninth caller that gets a one-hour free reading, okay? So, yeah, one question, but call back in if you have another question. We can discuss that too. And also, I want to thank all the people this month of April so far that have got an hour free reading. I have enjoyed each and every one of you, male and female, and it's been a blast. I've had a good time, and I hope that you've enjoyed your readings as well. Okay. Well, Miss Nina, should we get started now? Or
we should probably get started. And just a reminder, too, we've only got two phone calls in the queue, so please call in if you want to be that ninth caller or if you have a question you would like answered. Otherwise, yeah, this could be a very short show.
Okay, and I just want to piggyback on Miss Nina, too. I hope everyone enjoyed a good Easter because I forgot that. Nina, I know she did because she had all her family there. It was very quiet for me, but that was okay. That was good. It was still a good Easter. And again, welcome everybody from around the world in the chat room as well as the people that are on the phone. And as Nina stated, we got some lines open. You folks better call in. You know somebody wants that free hour reading, okay? Okay, our first call up is area code 551. Welcome to the show. You're our first caller. Who's this?
Darn, I wanted to be number 9. This is T. I wanted to call you and let you know you were right. I did get the offer for the job.
Yay! Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
I had to take the physical and stuff, so I'm waiting for them to tell me, like, when the starting date. Want to know when you actually see me starting, and also curious about romance and relationships.
Well, you know, we can do the first one when you're going to start. You call back in, and I can tell you about relationship and romance. But as far as you're starting the first week of April. So I got 3, 4, 5. I don't know what Nina got, but I got 3, 4, 5. So May 3rd, we come out of Mercury retrograde, and then it's direct. So 4th, and I got 3, 4, 5. So one of those 3 days, you'll start work right at the beginning.
Okay, because
I hope it's on the 4th and not the 3rd, but we are at the end of Mercury retrograde at that time.
I was telling them, like, around the 8th, and, but trying to see if everything would be okay with the physical and stuff like
that. Must be if they got you starting the beginning of the month. So everything was clear. You know what I'm saying? I'm seeing 3, 4, 5, so evidently you do clear everything. There's no problem. It's just which day are you going to start? Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday? And believe it or not, some companies do have you come in on Friday. I know that sounds a little weird and crazy, but things have changed. This is 2017, so what can I say?
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yes, ma'am. Now, hang up and call back in, and we'll do your romance.
Okay.
Thank you, T. You are just so cute. Okay, next caller is area code 561. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Yes, hi, ladies. My name is Stacy. And, you know, speaking of retrogrades, okay, I started a job, I guess it was Venus, on February, and it was a temp job, and it ended last week. You know, I knew it was. I knew it was that duration. And what happened was I was plugging in, trying to find work right away. So what happened was I got a phone call, an interview on Friday, you know, and I'm being sent to a place on Monday. It's just a temp thing. And I know it's Mercury retrograde, but I can't afford literally to be out of work. You know, and of course I would have wanted to interview and start after the retrograde, but, you know, I can't tell somebody, well, I can't come in because, you know, I couldn't be without work for 2 weeks. So what do you see happening? How long do you see this assignment lasting? Because it's minimum 4 weeks, supposedly.
I see that lasting. The angels are telling me right now, Stacy, I'm getting, and this is permanent, steel mill. I'm trying to understand that. But they're saying at a steel, S-T-E-E-L, mill, and also assistant to like a professor, someone in the educational, higher educational learning. Nina, what are you picking up?
The job that she's taking that's temporary, you will be there until the end of May for sure. There could be an extension of 3 to 4 weeks on that one, though.
Oh, that would be wonderful. So maybe when you're picking up education, that could be like I'll be sent out afterwards and maybe like a school administrative office or something, you know, for the long haul, maybe, you know what I mean when you said education?
Yeah,
because this is permanent. This is a permanent job. So it's like the assistant to the professor, it's what I'm seeing is you're this person's right-hand person. I don't want to say right-hand man or woman, but right-hand person, but they really depend on you, and this is very important to this individual. So I'm seeing college, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you would, well, I guess you could be on campus too, though, but I know some of those professors, they have their own offices.
I applied to a college.
Okay, that's fine that you applied, but you didn't apply as an assistant to a professor, though, right?
It would probably be, an administrative assistant, yes.
Okay.
Probably to
well,
the
just,
dean of students.
Okay, there you go. I'm feeling it now, yeah. Okay, well, if you can, Stacy, reapply. I don't know why they're telling me to tell you this, but reapply and make it more to that as an administrative assistant, whether it's to a professor or a dean or whoever, you know, because you still have your administrative skills, no problem there. But this would be
yeah.
What's wrong?
What?
Stacy?
No,
what
I'm
wrong?
Here.
Oh, okay.
No, nothing. I hear you.
Oh, okay. And then the other one that I picked up was steel meal. Now, I don't know what that, maybe it's administrative. Maybe in that particular product, they're looking for administrative personnel. You know what I'm saying?
I've never heard of that.
I know. That's why I don't know why it came up, but steel meal, that's what they told me. So I don't know. Maybe just kind of look on the internet and see what companies that maybe come up under that. It might be even near you. That's what I'm picking up, that the company's not that far from where you live. But it is an administrative, but also, as I said, it's permanent. Now, Nina's telling you that your job is going to possibly extend, which
that
is
would
good
be
news.
Great.
So there's three possibilities. The one that you're going on will probably be extended. I feel that, too. And you could check out the steel mill administrative and also at the college, assistant to a professor or dean. So you got
that
three
would
possibilities
be great.
There. Yeah.
Oh, that would be great. That means there'll be a flow of work and I don't have to worry anymore. It's been terrible. You know, it's been stagnant sometimes. And I'm glad I didn't have to wait long to get an assignment, because it's really hard to pay the bills when you're working, you know, not consistent like that. And you keep going for interviews and trying and you get rejected a lot and it's hard. It's a big competitive market out there.
Yes, it is. But you know what? You know, Stacy, and you know how good you are, and just keep believing in yourself, and this will come about. You know who you are, and you're good at what you do. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, of course you are.
Yes.
So just keep believing in yourself, and when you go for these interviews, tell yourself, I got the job. Even if it comes back where they say, well, no, they pick somebody else, you tell yourself you got the job, because believe me, when you believe in yourself, it'll come about. Maybe not that one particular position, but something similar to it will open up, right?
Yes, I'm glad the universe worked in the way. I just hated that it's Mercury retrograde. You understand.
Don't worry, girl. We're out of it.
But did you ever hear of anything lasting or relationship on Mercury retrograde? What did you ever hear about it?
No.
Yes, there has been, but it's few and far between, and it's usually, if it's a new relationship, it's off to a rocky start until retrograde is over with. So.
Yeah, because a friend of mine, she met her guy. They started dating on a retrograde. They got married a year later, and they're still married. And I'm like, wait a second. I don't have that luck on a retrograde. How did that happen?
It probably depends where her planets are placed and his, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes a difference,
cause
too.
Oh, because I'm thinking every time I started something, it was a disaster.
For the majority of us, it's not a good time to start a new relationship or a new job for the majority of it. But for some of us, like Nina says, it can work out. But it also is going to depend on the placements of your planets and numerology that all this clicks in together.
What's
so
worse, the Venus, Mercury, or Mars?
Stacy, I have to cut you off here, honey. We've got other callers and one question per caller. So if you want another question answered, please call back in.
Okay, thank you both so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, and have a wonderful week, young lady. Let me do a quick prayer. Source is now manifesting and providing here and now in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the source and the universe, so be it. Okay. Next caller, area code 551. Oops, there we go. Area code 551,
hey.
You're on the air. And she's back. That was quick. Okay, what's the next question, girl? This is Nina.
let's see. Trying to see. More so, I want to know, I'm trying to find my purpose and what suits me best.
Okay, so the question is, what is your purpose?
Yeah, like it ends like career wise.
Your purpose, career wise.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like actually, see me doing for a long period of time.
The first thing that I got was reach out and touch somebody.
You know what I got, Ben?
Go ahead.
I got the angels keep saying love and joy, love and joy, love and joy, love and joy.
Yeah, that's me. That is me. That's me.
That's all they're saying to me. Love and joy, love and joy. Nina, love and joy. So, yeah, that's what I'm getting.
So there's your purpose. Teach and learn,
so, like,
love and joy.
To be to live this life in a happy way, or like.
Yes. That's why she's saying love and joy. The angels are telling you, live your life in love and be happy, spiritually, mentally, and physically.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah, because that's how I am, but. You know, sometimes you get, like, into them little funks. But
that just says you're
people.
Human. That just says you're a human being. Okay.
Okay.
Because deep down, you know who T is. So, yeah. Because, you know, we all come in contact with different energies and vibrations every day of our lives. But because we know who we are, that's what we stand in.
Okay.
Our love, our joy. Yeah. Okay. All right, T, moving on. Thanks for calling back, girl. Keep trying. Have a good one. All righty. You're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Lennis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Now, y'all, the chat room is open. So you know you can go in there and ask Miss Nina questions as well. And we're looking for that ninth caller. Okay. Next caller is area code 484. You're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis and Nina. This is Tonette calling. How are you?
Well, hi,
Tonette.
We haven't heard from you in months and ages, girl. How you doing?
Oh, I've been busy just working and just keeping busy.
Okay.
My question is, I found a nice fella. I'm wondering if you see him pursuing me or asking me out on a first date. His first name is Ed.
Okay. Why am I seeing a white blanket? Just totally white, but it's a blanket.
I don't know.
Huh. Nina, are you picking up anything on it?
The only thing the angels are telling me, Tonette, is why do you have to wait for him?
Oh.
You can do the asking is what they're telling me.
Oh. There's no conversation or anything. Is that why I'm seeing a white blanket? Because there's nothing there? Not on him, but there's no communication yet between you?
We have communicated before, a week ago or so, but I didn't know he was going to, you know, ask me out or whatever.
Ask him out for coffee, Tonette. I know you're hesitant, but you know what? In this day and age, why beat around the bush? You're interested. You want to go out for coffee and have a friendship with him? Ask him. Sometimes guys are timid, too.
And shy. Yeah, a little shy. Well, maybe
oh,
that's
boy.
Like I'm not picking up anything, Tonetta. All I'm getting is just a white blanket. So maybe that means it's just it's open until you two, I guess, you know, really communicate. I would say call us back because, I mean, Nina's saying, you know, go ahead, give him a call. Me, I'm just not seeing anything. But that's better than a black board. I would rather, if I'm going to see something blank, I'd rather see it white because then I feel like there's hope. You know, there's light, so there's hope there. But I just not see anything. It's just a white blanket. So get with that guy, woman. Talk to him. Find out what he's all about and give us a call back with the 411.
I will. I'll give you a call back. I'll let you know what goes on.
Okay. All right. And thanks for calling. It was good to hear from you again. God bless you.
Yep. God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, next caller. Area code 617. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Gwen. How are you?
Hi, Gwen.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Terrific.
Good, good. Hi, Nina.
Hi.
My question is in regards to my boss. Who I've been having problems with for the past 2 years. And I am at the point where I need to take this issue beyond the company.
Is this sexual harassment, Gwen?
It's harassment, but it's not sexual.
This has harassment. Okay, harassment. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Nobody knows.
God, I got like a stinger. I got a stinger. Not a headache, but like somebody just stuck a needle and went across my forehead.
Wow.
Ooh, that is not good. What do you want us to find out for you, Gwen? Should you take this to the next level? Is that what you're asking?
I feel that I don't have a choice until she needs to back off from me. She's been causing, making up things. I'm going to say trying to push me out of a job, and that's not going to happen.
Okay. Give me her first name, that's all. Go ahead.
Her first name is Andrea.
Okay.
Okay,
go ahead, Andrea.
I'm picking up, the angels are telling me for you to start recording everything, like writing it down, and take it to someone higher up. Write down everything to you for the next couple of weeks, and then take it higher up.
Yeah. Because even in the company, her behavior is despicable.
Yeah, I can see. I feel it, and I feel it. It's
I
very
do too.
Yeah.
I
I'm
do
not
too,
afraid.
Nina.
I'm
really
not afraid.
Bad. Oh no, you
I'm
shouldn't
not afraid.
Be. You haven't done anything to be afraid. You know, you're standing up for your rights, not only as an employee but as a human being.
Yeah.
I
mean, she hadn't spoken to me in about a year. And I had to bring it to her that this is ridiculous. You're an HR manager.
Oh, great.
I know. That's why I got the needle across. She's the kind that will stick you and then run with it. As old folks say, throw a rock and hide their hand. She's a case study. I can
yes,
feel
she
it.
Is.
She's a case study.
I think there's something wrong with her. There's something off.
There is something
yeah, it
wrong.
Is.
Is there
sure
any way
is.
That you can bring somebody else, like let somebody else know what's going on, and for them
it
to
has to be
what
the vice president of HR.
Okay, but you need a witness too.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying is that you need a witness because she's in HR. You need a witness.
Nobody's going to say anything. Everybody keeps their mouth shut. Nobody wants to get involved
okay.
with anything.
Then you know what, Gwen? Your next recourse, recorder. Record
mm-hmm.
her. Get you a little recorder that you can put in your pocket or in your,
mm-hmm.
your yeah, in your pocket because you don't want it to be seen.
Yeah.
Your phone will do. Your phone can
What's
record that?
That.
Yeah, your phone can record that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but what if she's, you know, talking over some paperwork with her and she's not near a phone, she want to be able to record the conversation
oh,
that
her
she's
cell
telling
phone.
Her, you know. Oh, our cell phone. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right. You sure can. You know what? I'm sorry, y'all. I don't be up on all that cell phone stuff, but you're right. You sure can. You record on your cell phone.
Yeah.
You don't have to buy a device.
Because I told her, I'm like, if I'm such a bad employee, which I am not, I said, you need to write me up. Write me up. Don't treat me any different than how you would treat anybody else. And she turned and she looked at me and she's like, well, no one's ever said that before. I said,
well,
this
if
is,
you're a problem employee, that's part of the
it's
process.
On the exactly. I said, what's the process? Well, I guess I can put something together. And what she put together, you would look at me like, really?
No.
I've been dealing with this for 2 years, 2.5 years.
Just ignore her is what I'm going to tell you to do. Ignore her for now. If there is any further confrontations, record her. Take it to the vice president of HR and be done with it. Do you have to work with her on a daily basis?
This is my boss.
Okay, well,
yeah,
then
does.
Start recording her. And if you can't record her on your phone, start writing everything down.
Oh, I have everything. I have written majority of everything down. Something is wrong when you have not spoken to your employee in a year. You see them on a daily basis.
Well, you know what, Gwen? That's her problem.
And then you're threatening me to lose my job? And that you'll help me find another job?
I think if you were job, it would have happened by now.
That's what I'm
she
saying.
Said,
this, is, I asked her. I said, "Is this about the fact that I'm a middle-aged black woman?" So what is this really about? I said,
well,
"Because
I guess,
you, I'm like, if you don't like me, I really, honestly, truly, I really don't care. But when you start threatening my job over nonsense, over nothing, then we have a problem." The company has a problem.
Yeah.
You're HR. You should know better.
Yeah, she should. But unfortunately,
yeah.
she does.
But she gets away because nobody says anything.
Yeah, but one voice.
Yeah.
I can't sit on this. I can't sit on this. I can't sit on this any longer. My spirit's like, you've got to stop this.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you, Gwen, one voice will make a difference, but that one voice is a sacrifice, too. You know that. Because
I know
you're
that.
Going to come forward, and you know that other people know how this woman is, and they should come behind
yeah.
you and give you support, but they won't. But your one voice
exactly.
will make a difference because the people upstairs really don't know what's going on. Because
I know
she's a
they
panacea.
Don't.
She pacifies it, so they don't know. That's why we're telling you, record this woman. And you've already been doing your documentation, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
But record
mm-hmm.
her so that when you do have your meeting,
mm-hmm.
all of, you know, through the meeting, then set that recorder or your phone down there and say, I would like you to listen to something. I've told you written, and I've showed you documentation I have on her, but now I want you to hear her so it's not
mm-hmm.
like one-sided, me against her.
Yeah.
And I think that'll work for
you. But see, I've even talked to the VP and their behavior. It's like I don't even exist, which I really don't care, but when you are threatening my job and you are – I mean, if I have to come to you and say, if I'm such a horrible employee, write me up, and then you say, oh, you just, you know, the only reason I haven't written you is because I've been nice, that cockiness, oh, I can help you find a job close to home, I can even look for a job for you. I mean, what kind of behavior is that from an HR manager? I can't continue with this because it's starting to bother me. I mean, I should be relaxed on a Sunday.
Yes, you should. Well, do that and let us know, Gwen. Let us know. We're going to be praying for you. We're going to be praying for you that things will change for the better and that they'll hear you, what you have to say, because that's the important thing, to hear you, what you have to say.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
all right. Thank you.
Sorry that you're going through those challenges. Sorry for that, but we will be praying.
What doesn't kill you can only make you better.
Yeah. Okay, Gwen. Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Here, and I wish
thank
you
you. Many
a blessed
blessings.
Week.
You as well. Lady. All right. All right.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Area code 916. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hello. This is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. Welcome
Hello,
to the show. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. Thank you. My question is, I've been studying different modalities of energy healing for quite a while now, and I was curious if you see me ever practicing this in the future.
Okay, I'm getting worship. I'm seeing light. I'm seeing a statue now. Looks like the Madonna. Interesting. Crystals. Do you have a sacred place in your house that you use for your prayers or when you're doing metaphysical work?
Yes, I do.
Okay, that's what I'm seeing. All right. Well, let me turn it over.
Nancy,
I don't see any. Go ahead, Nina.
Nancy, we can, all of us who are into metaphysical healing, practice every day in everything we do. If you want to make it a lucrative practice, that's something else. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, down the line, not now, because I'm still, you know, getting together with different groups that are doing that, and I was just curious if later on, you know, maybe even a couple of years, you see me practicing that.
It's hard to make a living at. I'm going to explain that to you right now. It's very hard to make a living at. I have done all of my Reiki Masters all the way up to the Karuna level, which means that I'm recognized by the Canadian government as a holistic healer. Now, to make a living at it, not so much. If I really pushed, maybe. But I choose to use my gift, and I'm going to say it is a gift from God to be able to heal, as a gift. And I give my gift back to everybody I meet. Those that need healing, whether I know you or not, I will send healing to you. It's just the way I feel, but for you to make a living at it, you have to be more than just a healer. You have to be diversified enough to bring in other things as well. And usually that involves other people where you set up a shop for holistic healing, tarot readings, maybe you have some organic face cleaning, you know, that kind of stuff, then you can probably make a living. But like I said, it's pretty hard. You have to have something else besides.
Right. No, I understand that. The thing is, I'm retired now, so it isn't really making a living that I'm concerned about. It was more or less just practicing my skills. That's all.
Well, if that's all you want to do, my dear, you will be able to do. I'm just, you know, if you were expecting to make, you know, a good living at it, probably not so much. It takes a long time because there's so many naysayers, right? There's so many people that don't believe in what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So hard. I know I've helped a few people on here, sent them distance healing. Lennis has been the object of my healing. Several other people have been as well, and it does work. But there's so many naysayers out there. It's hard to make a real living at it. And like I said, I choose also not to. I choose to use this as a gift.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, if this is what you want, you will be able to do it.
Okay.
Nancy, excuse me, I have one more thing. The angels are telling me to inform you to check with your doctor about your stomach and your toes. Okay, I'm just passing it on. Check your stomach and your toes.
Okay. I've been having some stomach problems, so I can understand that. My toes, not so much, but yeah, okay.
I think Lennis is picking up on both of us because I'm also having stomach problems and feet problems. So thank you, Lennis. I will.
Okay. Okay.
Well, thank you, ladies. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Nancy, and thanks for calling. And wishing you the best. If you ever have more questions, please give us a call back Sunday anytime, 3 o'clock. Okay?
Okay. Will do. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Have a blessed week, young lady. Okay, there's somebody way down here. Area code 920, thank you for being patient. You're on the air with Lennis and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Amy.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
I'm good. I was just sitting back, relaxing, enjoying your show.
Oh, okay. You didn't have a question for us? You're more than welcome to just listen.
I've been sitting here thinking, and I was hoping maybe to connect with somebody on the other side or maybe have a general angel reading.
Okay. I can tell you angels. Now, I do connect to the other side, but it's better when it's one-on-one.
Oh, okay.
When I bring them in. Because when I bring a spirit in, it's already passed on. It's not, he or she is not the only one coming. That door
mm-hmm.
opens, and so everybody starts coming like, woo-woo, we see the light, the door is open, we want to talk to you, you know. So that's why it's better one-on-one so I can concentrate just on that particular person, whether it's, you know, your parents, grandparents, or a sibling, you know.
Okay.
And then there's no disruption. Now, angels, I can tell you who your angels are. Would you like to know that?
Sure.
Okay. There is an older woman. And she looks to be a grandmother or great-grandmother. She's from the 1800s. I'm saying this because of the dressing, the clothes that she has on, is like from that particular period in 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
And she is a great, 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 great grandmother of yours from way back. So she's there with you. There's a kid there with you that's like 7, 8, or 9 years old that's an angel. And this angel is to teach you how to laugh, to learn to laugh at things instead of being depressed or angry or wanting to throw a rock, hide a hand, or get somebody back. This little angel will teach you that it ain't no big thing. Don't even worry about it. Laugh about it and go on. It's like the innocence of a child.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can laugh and look and keep moving. Well, that's what this angel's there for you to learn to laugh. I'm not getting a name, but I'm getting for this young angel, a J. The older woman, her name's coming through, Henrietta. I hope you're writing this down because I'll forget later. The older woman, the great-great-great-great-great-grandmother's name is Henrietta. She's there. On your left-hand side is this 9-year-old angel.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say,
mm-hmm.
all I get is Jenny. That's her name, Jenny.
Okay.
Okay, she's a female. She'll make you laugh. Let's see, who else is there with you? There's a grandfather that's there with you, and this man has always loved you and always took up for you, never judged you. I think you know this grandfather on your dad's side, but anyway, he always took up for you. He was your defender, your would defeat other people around because he just, not that he just loved you, but he just felt like people didn't understand you. But this
mm-hmm.
grandfather's there. He's very profound. He's like the type that makes you, wants you to look at things left and right, yin and yang, before you make a decision. He is your protector, but he wants you to analyze and be logical about things. He's an analyzer. That's what he is. This older gentleman's an analyzer, but I see him as your grandfather. I don't know, is your grandfather on your dad's side of the family? Is he passed over?
Yes, he has.
Okay.
Both on
mom
and my dad, but and for some time.
Okay, well, this is your dad's father.
Okay.
It's there. And I don't know, maybe you didn't know it, but like I said, he always defended you,
mm-hmm.
regardless of what anybody else may have said. And I'm not saying that it's always bad, but, you know, sometimes people can say something and he just felt like they didn't understand you, they didn't know. So
mm-hmm.
anyway, he's there, Henrietta's there, your grandfather's there, and Jenny is there, the little girl. So Henrietta, I'm picking up this woman is more like compassion, yeah, compassion about things. Okay, she's the kind that you may feel her sometimes like a little tap on your shoulder, or maybe like somebody put their arm around you at your shoulder,
mm-hmm.
and that's her. And it's, what she's doing is like, come on, baby, calm down, it's okay, I'm
mm-hmm.
here with you. Okay, Jenny will make you laugh. When you get pissed off or something where maybe you didn't see the humor in it, Jenny will give you that humor to make you laugh about it. Like, you know, screw this. It's crazy. You know, you laugh and keep going. Your grandfather is going to help you. When you have questions about things that you don't understand, go to him and tell him, give me the logical answer so that
okay.
I understand it. Whether you agree or not, Amy, that's okay. Don't worry about that. But you just want an understanding. And you will hear this through telepathy. Your grandfather is going to be through telepathy. He will talk through your mind. Henrietta and Jenny, it could be through music, a book, could be watching TV, and it'll hit you like, oh, okay. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So those are your three angels that I picked up. Nina, what did you pick up?
Nothing.
Okay. Well, Amy, those are your three angels. I'm going to tell you, talk to them, love them, enjoy them, and thank them all the time. When you laugh out of nowhere, you know that's Jenny. Just say, thank you. I needed that laughter right then, girl.
All right. You know. Thank you, ladies.
You're welcome. Enjoy your angels. God bless you.
And God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Now, and there's one other one way down here, too. Area code 518, thank you for your patience. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Linda. Good afternoon. Well, good evening.
Well, good afternoon, Linda. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I'm starting a temp job on Monday. I want to know if there's anything I need to be aware of or how will it go.
Okay. What kind of company? Is it medical corporation?
It's a state.
Oh, working for the state?
Working for the state. Yeah, but it's temp.
Okay, that's all right. I almost said the state of Washington. God, love my state. Okay. Working for the state. Do not talk about your personal business. I see a guy that would run with it. He's a little gossip.
Mm-hmm.
No offense to gay people, but, I mean, he is gay. He's flaming. You'll know when you get there. But he's a
mm-hmm.
gossiper. I mean, he just, you could say it's blue outside, and he'll run and say, yep, she said it was blue with a little red mixed with turquoise. Like, I didn't say
mm-hmm.
that. So, okay, so you'll know when you see him. I'm just telling you to be,
right.
Don't talk about your private business. There is a gentleman there that would like to know more about your skills. So there's a possibility this company could hire you, Linda, permanently. There is a gentleman, I see him, he's probably about between 45, 48,
mm-hmm.
and, excuse me. And he's interested in your skills. So evidently, whatever that you're doing, not only are you good at it, but they see that they could use you somewhere within the company. So just do your very best because you are going to be noticed.
Okay. All right. That's
yeah,
good
looks
news.
Good. Thanks. Looks good, Linda.
That's good news. All right, thanks.
Yo, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And I'm going to tell you right now, congratulations, because I see you moving up.
Oh, okay, thanks. It's been a while.
You're welcome.
It's been a while. Thank you.
You deserve it, and it's your time.
All right.
Okay?
Thanks. Thank you.
All right. Have a wonderful week, young lady. All right, you're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. What? That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. The chat room is open, one question per caller. We're still looking for our ninth caller. You're more than welcome to ask a question, hang up, and call back in with another question. Always welcome. Okay, our next caller up is area code 551. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
This is T.
Hi, T. What's your question? See, she's a woman that knows. I mean, and I shouldn't say a woman because guys can do it too, but she knows.
Yeah.
Okay, Miss T, what can we answer for you this time, young lady?
Okay. Let me see. I did career. I guess this time I'll do romance. Let's see what happens with this.
Okay. Is there anybody that you're interested in right now, T?
No. No one in particular.
Oh, okay. You want to see what's coming up in the future. Okay. Let me ask my angels what they see. There's a Filipino man. Hello, somebody. Whoa. And this man is going to love you, T. This is kind of out of character for you because you don't go outside your race. But I'm going to tell you, this Filipino guy, very nice. Very nice.
From where?
Here. He's an American citizen. He's
no,
from here.
I'm saying like from like work.
Oh, from work. Where are you going to meet him at? At a social gathering. That's what the angels are telling me. They're not giving me any particular now. I don't know, like a concert or lounge or something like that. They're just saying at a social gathering, you will meet this man. And I'm going to tell you, they're showing me right now what makes him stand out so you'll know him. He's got beautiful, beautiful teeth. I mean, he's got a smile out of this world. Just a beautiful smile. So when you meet him, remember he's Filipino. He's got a beautiful smile. He's a businessman. And he's good looking, and to him, he doesn't look at color. He looks at the character of a human being. God bless this man. He looks at your character, who you are, not at color.
Nice. Is this
yes,
something
it is.
Short term?
No, it can be a long term relationship.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes,
it can be an LTR. That's what
yes.
I said. It's
okay.
Different than what you're. You know, what you're normally used to or dating. But I'm going to tell you, give this man a chance. I see nothing but clouds and joy and light all around this man. And he's a good man. And he's what you need to fulfill your life. And he needs you to fulfill his. So you both are going to fulfill a void in each other's life.
Is this soon?
I see probably a couple of weeks, 2 weeks from now. So probably like around the second week of May, somewhere in there. And it is on the weekend. You won't meet him during the week. Like I said, it's a social gathering, so it's like Friday, Saturday. I don't see Sunday. It'd have to be Friday or Saturday. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm open to it.
All right. Now give him a chance. Don't just see, oh, no, I don't date you people. Don't say that. Because love has no color and love has no age.
I wouldn't say that. That is nope. Like, no. That's horrible. I wouldn't say that. No, I was just saying I That's different for me because I never thought about it like that. But yeah, I'm
okay. Okay. All right then. I'm waiting to hear.
Okay.
All right, Miss T. Thank you for calling back. Love you, girl. All right. Next
Lana?
Caller is yes, ma'am.
The next caller is our nice caller.
Oh, T missed it by one number.
That's okay. It's Teresa from the convent.
Oh, it's my sister, Sister Teresa.
It is.
Hey.
How are you?
Sister Teresa, how you doing, young lady?
I'm doing good. You know, I called
well,
in.
You got an hour reading coming, young lady.
Thank you. Because I barely made it. I was hoping to catch you guys.
Oh.
I was going to ask you about the new job that I started. I was ready to walk the other day. I mean,
uh-oh.
It was so frustrating. I have so much coming at me, and they're expecting me to just know it. And it's really, really, they are all over the place. They are scattered. And they had a new person come in a week after me, and she's really struggling. She can only do one thing at a time. And so it makes it kind of harder for me because they're slowing way down for her. But then the expectation for me is to, like, just run with it. And it's like, it's okay, but they keep changing their mind.
Well, you know why they do it? Because they know that you're capable. I'm sorry, Teresa. You're good at what you do, honey. Sorry. I mean, and that's why, you know, the more you do, the more that is expected of you. And the other person doesn't catch on as fast as you do and is not as quick with the skills that you are. So I'm not saying it's fair, but then it's a good thing, too, that you're good at what you do. So what do you want to know, like, should you continue at this job or look for another job?
Well, what I'm concerned with is that this is a time when they're slower, but in the fall is when they get really busy. And I know that you had mentioned to me when you saw me getting this job that in the fall I was going to be really busy. And I don't want to live to work. I want to enjoy what I'm doing.
Okay.
So I don't know if it's going to be this job taking up my time or what I'm trying to do on the side, which I'm okay with if it's that.
Yeah. Nina, what are you picking up?
Angels are telling me to tell you to choose whatever makes you the happiest.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a little bit of a headache from your job when you were talking about your job, just a little bit now, not where I'd say like my head is really hurting. It was just a little bit, which probably is frustration, you know, I might be picking up from you.
Right.
Well, Nina said do what you want to do. What's going to make you happy? How's that?
Okay.
What's
going to
make you happy in this?
Well, that's validation for me. So thank you.
Yeah. Okay, now I want you to stay on the line. You know, Nina's going to get your information from you, so don't hang up. And congratulations, Miss Teresa, being our ninth caller. Yay.
Thank you.
All right. Hold on, young lady. And thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Wait. Okay.
What?
Well, I was just going to say, if that's the number she wants us to call her on, I don't have to go to the back
door. I put her on hold for you.
Yeah, okay, I'll go back door. Goodbye.
Huh, what?
Nothing, I'm going goodbye now.
Oh, okay. All right, area code 708, you're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
This is Camille. I missed it by one caller.
I tell you. Now, Camille, we can keep it going because, like I said, last week we had two, but we didn't even realize it. So that's nine. We're starting back again. So you're number...
Oh, awesome.
You're number one, yeah.
Ten?
But, you know, you can always
one?
Call
okay.
back in, too. Yeah, we're starting
I'm going
back now.
I have
one.
Another question.
Okay, Camille.
I was calling because right now I am really, really, really going through it at work. And because of that, it made me realize that I'm really qualified and prepared and experienced and educated enough to be in a different type of position where I'm more of a supervisor than taking, you know, orders from people, so to speak. So I'm trying to find out what, but I don't know where to begin. I know at one point I wanted to go back to school, but my daughter is in college right now, and I'm paying for that. So I can't afford for both of us to be in school. But right now I'm so discombobulated trying to figure out which direction to go in. I'm actually almost hoping that they fire me just so I can have the time off to figure out what I want to do and where I want to go. So just trying to get some type of direction.
Okay. Wow. It's coming fast. What was the other thing we were talking? Oh, the college. Okay. First off, the college thing, there's college online now, so many of them.
Right.
And they're affordable. So just think about that. No, it's just the angels want me to tell you that, that are affordable. So if you want to take one or two classes, you know, within a week, you know, online, it's affordable.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, I understand putting kids through college. I'm a single parent.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah,
mm-hmm.
So I know. We're so happy to see them go till that bill comes, and then it's like,
yes.
Damn it.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, we be proud parents till that bill comes.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Okay, now the other thing about what to do, I see a long, narrow white hose. It's like a medium size, and like you could blow through it, almost like a, oh, God, where they would shoot darts. You know, like those poisonous darts, like a blowgun. Okay, I don't know why, but that's what I'm seeing right now.
Because that's what it feels like at work. That's what it feels like. They are like, I am being targeted.
Oh, ooh.
It feels like I am being targeted. And, I mean, again, this is not a thing where I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm doing what I'm, you know, what's required of me. I'm doing above and beyond what's required of me. But I just think they have an idea of what they want, and I'm not it. They have completely wiped out my entire department. Everybody that I worked with has either quit or resigned, and that to some degree they had some type of health issue leading up to their quitting. I had a health issue because of the stress of it all. So that's probably where the darts are coming from, because it's like I'm getting hit with all of these random, it's too much stress. It's too much stress.
Okay. Camille, this is what the angels are telling me right now. There's a woman named Dolores, or a name close to Dolores, that's jealous of you. She's a thorn in your side. I'm also getting the name of a woman, Renee, or close to that name. These are two of your combative issues, this Dolores and Renee. Do you know who I'm talking about? You know anybody
no.
on your job with names close to that? Dolores?
No.
Or Renee? Okay, that's the
there's
two names that they gave me.
Guy. Yeah.
Okay. Well, they gave me these two names, and they said that this Dolores woman is jealous of you, and this Renee woman also is a thorn in your side. How? I don't know. They're not telling me, but they're just telling me these two women are thorns in your side. You know, maybe it could be a middle name. Maybe it's their middle name.
It could
be their first name. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. It's this jealousy. Is jealousy of you and your position. I don't know why people have to be petty, Lord. I ought to be glad to even have a job and be thankful and blessed.
Yes, indeed. It's
forgive
so
my
down.
Opinion. I'm sorry. I just
it's okay.
In today's time, you know, if you got a job, God bless you. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It,
yes,
you
indeed.
Got benefits and can take care of your family and yourself. So, you know, why do you want to make it hard on somebody else?
Right.
But yeah, I can feel it. I understand it. You are correct. Nina, what are you picking up for Camille?
Find another job.
Yeah.
I love Nina so much.
Hi, Nina.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I'm looking. I don't know what position, what field to go into next. Because right now I'm in an administrative assistant role. I don't feel this is captivating the potential that I have. I feel like I can do so much more.
Well, you can, and something is going to come along next 2 weeks, and it's going to just about slap you right in the face. Take it.
Oh, hey. Okay. All right, Camille. Call us back in 2 weeks. Okay.
I will. I'm going to call you back in two and try to get in to be number 9.
Okay.
Thank you
a winner. Well, congratulations on your new job coming. All right.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome, young lady. Okay, next caller is area code, where are we at, 704?
Yeah.
Yeah, area code 704, you're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, it's Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. Hello. How are you?
I'm good. Do my angels or guides have any messages or want me to focus on anything right now?
Laugh.
Why? You don't take no shit. I know that.
Yeah.
I love my angels. They are so crazy. I love them, love them, love them. That was the first thing the angel said. She don't take no shit. Okay, then. All righty.
Yeah, I got the first. They're also telling me to tell you to take life a little less
seriously?
You have to laugh, because if you don't laugh, you're going to end up crying.
Yeah, I do find that, yeah.
Okay, so laugh at yourself if you need to. Laugh at others, whatever, but just laugh.
Okay, gotcha.
Turn it around and don't feel serious.
Okay.
And Melissa, also, your angel James is telling you, too, to laugh, and he's there with you. Your angel James is there with you. He's late 50s or early 60s angel, but he's there to have fun with you. In other words, you know, it's like if you're bored or whatever, you know, just turn to your right or left and say, James, if you're here, come on. Give me something to think about, to do, to laugh or whatever, or take my mind, you know, out the gutter being mad or whatever. And he will. Okay? So that's your angel of fun.
Okay.
His name is James. Good guy.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Thank you.
Okay, Melissa. Thank you for calling. Have a wonderful weekend, lady. All righty. You're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. The chat room is open, and Miss Nina's there to answer your questions. Okay, area code 646, you're on the line with Nina and Linus. Who's this? Excuse me.
Hi, my name is Letty. Thank you for taking
my call. You are most welcome. How can we help you today, young lady?
I know that there's a change coming. I can feel it. I just want to know if you could give me, or angels can give me, more information about that change, more details about that change.
Okay. Well, we did go through a shift change the middle of this month spiritually. So, you know, our energies are being elevated and the vibrations we're definitely feeling. Is that what you want to know from the spiritual side, Letty? Or
yeah. Yes, okay. and the more mundane as well. Or is that two questions?
The angels are telling me to tell you to pray more. Now, pray more is not like the conventional or traditional prayer. They want you to pray more like anything. If you had a good meal, thank you, God. That meal was good. I enjoyed it. All right. That's a prayer because your thought is a prayer. Thought is prayer, right?
Okay.
So they want you to pray more for anything. Hey, you had a good day today. You didn't have to deal with any BS. Thank you, angels. You made my day. It worked out okay, and I enjoyed that miracle or whatever, like that type of prayer. Go ahead,
Nina. In other words, count your blessings and be grateful.
Okay.
Whatever is going to happen and the shift that is happening, you can turn it to be very, very positive, but remember to count your blessings and be very grateful. Okay?
Okay.
The changes that are happening are going to be good.
Oh, that I know. I have no doubt about that. I was just wondering if you had any information about what exactly those changes would be. That was really my question.
Changes in relationship, changes in career, and changes in your spirituality.
Yeah, they're pretty major changes that you are going to be going through. And
correct.
All of them are very, very positive. So, yeah, just count your blessings and be grateful and continue on in this light, and you will notice very big changes, and they're all awesome. So congratulations. You are on the right path.
Hee-hee.
Did you say tee-hee?
Yeah,
no, I was saying hee-hee because I'm happy for you. She said congratulations.
Oh,
you're on the right path.
Okay. Oh, okay. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes. Yes. Well, thank you for calling, lady,
you.
And you have a wonderful weekend, lady. All right. Okay, next call, area code 901. You're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, ladies. This is Anna. How are you all doing?
Hi, Anna. How are you?
Nina, are you feeling better, love?
Actually, no. It's gotten worse, if anything, Anna. There was a temporary relief when I could feel you sending. There was a temporary relief. And now it's right into my eye, so it's developing into a migraine.
Oh, okay. All right. We're going to work on it.
Thanks.
Ladies, I'm so ready for a romantic dinner. Do y'all see such energy happening?
Yep, because there's someone there in the background trying to come forward.
Okay.
And he's close. He's not that far from you. I see this in less than 2 weeks' time. 7 to 10, write this down, 7 to 10 days. You're going to hear from somebody pretty quick.
Okay.
And I'm getting Jay. But 7 to 10 days, yeah. Yeah.
Let's make it 11 days because retrograde is over in 11 days. So, Anna, look for somebody around the 11th or 12th day because 7 to 10 does not take you right out of retrograde, and we don't want you having that stumbling block as well.
Okay, 11 days.
I do understand that. A beautiful show, ladies, and you all carry on. Thank you.
Thank you, Anna.
You're most welcome. Thank you, Anna. Have a wonderful weekend, lady. Yes, thank you. Okay, and next caller, area code 708. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina.
It's Camille.
Oh, hi, Camille. That's okay. Where are you at?
So
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
You're not
yeah,
at 9.
That's okay.
Yeah, you're not.
That's
at 9.
All right,
it's
Camille.
Okay.
That's
okay.
All right. Ask us another question. It's all right.
Yes. My question is about my relationship. I don't know if you remember me calling you a while ago about my relationship with Jason.
Oh, yeah. You guys were uptight out of sight. What's going on?
Yes. Oh, we're fine. We're fine. We're actually approaching the 90-day mark, so I'm super, super excited. trying to figure out, I don't know if I am fearful. I don't even know if fearful is the right word. I think I'm cautious because of, you know, I'm trying to still purge my area and my space of thoughts from the past, my past relationships. So,
yeah, because we don't want to compare to the last. That's the truth.
Right.
Yep.
Right. So just kind of trying to see. I mean, he seems fine. I'm fine. I just kind of want to see, you know, what you guys see for us coming up in the future.
I see Jason prepping for the fall with you.
Prepping for the fall.
You're going to be very happy Christmas, and I'm going to leave that alone. Go ahead, Nina.
Yeah, that's kind of what I saw, too.
You too? Yeah. He's prepping. So.
But prepping for
you
the
two
fall.
Are doing good. Don't put me
on. Nina said but, though.
But?
Yeah, I said but. Because I'm going to talk to you. You know, I said this to you before. You have got to let go of the past. You are your worst enemy when it comes to relationships.
Oh.
Things the way they are supposed to with Jason. Don't start putting what ifs, doubts, or anything else into it.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Treat this as brand new.
I've been doing good so far. I've been doing very good so far. I've been doing a lot of self-checking and whatnot with him. And, you know, it's hard when you spend so much time being abused and taken advantage of and lied to. It sort of becomes a normalized dysfunction, and I don't want it to be that anymore. I want to be able to breathe in a different space and a different mindset with this relationship.
Well, then
just let
things happen,
Nina.
Because you already know he's not lying to you. He's not abusing you.
Good guy.
He's a good guy, and, you know, he hasn't shown those colors, and if he was going to, he would have done it already. So relax and enjoy what you have.
Yes,
yo.
Ma'am.
Yo. Don't have us have to fly back there and get Jason, okay?
Oh, no. Jason's good.
Jason's come back there. Come
good.
On, Jason.
So
we're going to take you over to Camille.
And prepping for the fall and something in December.
Yeah, you're going to have a good December.
Yeah, you
flow.
Are. Yep, just go with the flow.
Okay.
And you know what? To keep those what ifs and all that off your mind, just every day when you do your little prayer, Camille or whatever, just say, God, I thank you for Jason. I am grateful for this man that hopefully one day we both will be together as one, you know? And just say that.
Okay.
And that keeps the positive. That keeps the positive and the joy and all that out there that you don't. When those thoughts come in, you know, it's like, oh, no. I'm being blessed by this man, and I'm blessing myself, not just him, but I'm blessing Camille as well as him. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Will do. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. You know, we love hearing from you, so, yeah.
Yeah.
All
so
right, girl.
You all. So thank you so much. You all have a good day, and Nina, please feel better.
Thank you. I will.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to work on that. Okay, thank you, Camille. Have a wonderful weekend, lady.
You're welcome. You too. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, unless somebody calls in the next 5 minutes, and I understand that Nina is not feeling well, we can wrap this up. If not, you better call in pretty quick in the next 5 minutes here. It will be calling. Go
I'm
ahead,
not,
Nina.
I'm not giving them five. They got 30 seconds.
Okay. Well, again, just as a reminder, folks, remember, Mercury retrograde ends May 3rd. Thank you, God. It ends May 3rd. Mark that on your calendar. Also, this Wednesday is the new moon, so mark that on your calendar and also your intentions, which you would like to see coming up. And Wednesday, I'll be on the air in the studio with news, entertainment news, and sports and what have you. And I'll be back Friday with Friday Traffic Jam. So if you missed me last week, it was just because I was so busy and I had relatives come in town Wednesday. So it was a pretty hectic week. But anyway, I'll be there in the studio. It's at 6 p.m. Wednesday here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. And Friday also at 6 p.m. is Friday Traffic Jams with Linus. And, you know, I bring the music. We had a really good show a couple of weeks ago. I showcased Kenny G, one of our favorite Sun Music musician here from the state of Washington. So we had a good time. And then, of course, don't forget, come back on Sunday, 3 p.m. with Linus and Miss Nina for psychic readings. Huh? All right. Thank you, everybody, for joining us from around the world. In the chat room, callers on the phone, we enjoyed, and we enjoy you, of course, and thank you so much for calling and supporting the show. And don't forget, folks, you can go to our website, www.theessenceofsuccess.com. Maybe you want to read about news or prayers are on there. You know the prayers that I do, and there might be a couple of new prayers on there. Also, if you want a psychic reading, that's on there too. And laughter. I think I have a joke page. So anyway, just come on over and enjoy with us at the website. Okay, Miss Nina, as usual, I'll let you close it out, young lady.
Thank you. I want to thank Anna, Heather, Lisa, and for joining me in the chat room today. Thank you, as always. You always lighten my spirits. To all the callers, it was a great show today, and I really enjoyed helping you if I could. My headache seems to be blocking a lot of things right now, but next week I'll be better, I promise. So have a great week, everyone.
Have a great week, and thank you again. And if no one's told you they love you today, me and Miss Nina do. Leave that one. All right, have a good week, y'all. Love you.